to us.
Thank you.
So let's just pray, hey? Because I totally forgot. Lord, we thank you so much that we can come together every week and worship you. I thank you so much for bringing us together as a church family. I thank you for your goodness to each and every one of us. I thank you for the way we can support each other and the way we can spend time together discussing your word and your goodness to us. I thank you that each of us here has a story, a testimony of how you have changed us, how you've saved us from ourselves, from our sin. Thank you so much that you have rescued us from our own rejection of you. It seems so strange that you would want to redeem people who have actively rejected you. But we know you are good, and you have shown us how much you love us, and we are forever grateful. We thank you so much for sending Jesus to die for us. We know that was so difficult and heartbreaking for everyone involved, that such a good man would have to be punished. We can see it in the emotion of the New Testament, the writers who either knew Jesus or had been with him. They saw what a good man he was and that he sacrificed himself for us, and they knew especially how much they didn't deserve it. Lord, help us to feel the same. As we have communion now, Lord, please help us take it as a reminder of your great love for us, your amazing rescue plan which you purposed from the beginning of time. Thank you that you always, always have meant to save us. And it wasn't a change of plan, but you from the beginning knew each of us by name and knew the circumstances that would bring us to you, and you know what part we have to play in your body, the church. So I thank you that you sent your son to be brutally killed to pay for our sins. And as we take this bread, which reminds us of his body that was broken and the pain that he endured, and the juice, which reminds us of his blood, which was spilled and washed away our sins forever, and they can't even be found anymore. You've forgotten them. We thank you. We praise you that you've forgotten our sins forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Can I have some helpers?
All right, let's all be standing. Let's sing of His great love. It's a beautiful hymn. Here is love vast as the ocean. This expresses all that our Saviour has done for us. Let's sing that together.
Here is love vast as the ocean, loving kindness as the flood. When the Prince of life, our ransom, shed for us His precious blood. Who His love will not remember, who can cease to sing His praise? He can never be forgotten throughout heaven's eternal days. On the mount of crucifixion, fountains open deep and wide. Through the floodgates of God's mercy flowed a vast and gracious tide. Grace and love like mighty rivers poured incessant from above. Heaven's peace and perfect justice kiss the guilty world with love. Let me all your love accepting, love you ever all my days. Let me seek your kingdom only, and my life to your praise. You alone shall be my glory, nothing in the world I see. You have cleansed and sanctified me, you yourself have set me free. In your truth you do direct me, by your Spirit through your word. And your grace my need is meeting, as I trust in you my Lord. Of your fullness you are pouring your great love and power on me. Without measure, full and boundless, drawing out my heart to thee.
Of your fullness,
of your fullness, you are pouring your great love and power on me. Without measure, full and boundless, drawing out my heart to thee. This is my revelation, Christ Jesus crucified. Salvation through repentance at the cross on which he died. Now hear my absolution, forgiveness for my sin. And I sink beneath the waters that Christ was buried in. I will rise, I will rise, as Christ was raised to life. Now in him, now in him I live. I stand a new creation, baptized in blood and fire. No fear of condemnation, by faith I'm justified. I will rise, I will rise, as Christ was raised to life. Now in him, now in him I live.
I will rise,
I will rise, I will rise, as Christ was raised to